Callum?
I thought we'd done well, to be honest. I thought we made a bit of a difference to us. I was disappointed with our first half performance. I felt we were in pre-season mode, and I made it clear at half-time that the players that were wearing the shirts in the second half needed to show me a bit more desire and urgency than those that strutted about in the first half. I thought Derek Duncan was a catalyst at the start of the second half. You had Duncan on and you had Godfrey on, and they're two sort of ratters, two really busy lads who get straight in, and as soon as Duncan was on today, sort of bashed into two people, won the ball, went in for two good tackles. I thought that was about the first tackle we'd won all day. And I felt that set a tone for the second half, and we played at a higher tempo. I felt both of them made a difference. I felt that on the positive side, even in both halves, I was pleased defensively, because I felt in all the games, apart from silly mistakes where the penalty, you know, could have resulted in a goal, obviously, we haven't looked like being broken down very often, whether it was against Wickham or Brighton. And today I didn't think they had too many chances where I thought, blimey, should have scored there. So defensively, very happy with the clean sheet. I thought Pulley's save was remarkable, really brilliant. And again, as long as we're learning the messages from like Kennedy, a typical straight ball from the centre half, given away, lost possession, then goes back and gives it a pen. So there's still a lot we've got to learn, and we've got to get a lot sharper, and we need to get our match fitness really, and I think that showed today. I still thought we were a bit pre-season.
Callum, look, with the player you were alluding to on the website on Friday.
Yeah.
You've been there a while. Is anything close with Cam?
What I've asked is if we could have another look at him, because it's a difficult decision. I've got everybody nailed down, and I need to make, I've got one more option, and I need to make sure that's the right option. I'd like to see him. For me, 45 minutes isn't enough football to see him in. I'd like to see him start against Fulham and see where we go from there, and then maybe sit down after that.
It's been agreed a bit of play against them.
If the player was to receive an offer of a contract somewhere, he would definitely take it, because it's that time of year where, you know, his contract, he wants to sign a contract, and he needs to look after his family. So what we've said is we'd like to look at him Monday training and Tuesday in the game, and we would sit down after that. Whether he's able to actually do that will be his decision later.
Yeah.
But he was quite positive about it, and I thought he'd done well. I was pleased with him.
Serving us is nailed down. Does that mean the keeper situation is back and right?
Everything by the keeper. No. And again, it's I expect to make a decision this week about either Seb Brown, the boy that come on today, or David Wilkinson, who I believe might have been playing for Luton today.
The spies out.
Okay? Yeah, no injuries again.
Lewis Taylor, he seems to have a character. He seems to have been walking very awkwardly if he left the pitch. Is nothing
in
that one?
I don't think he's got a particular injury. Mike's just said the only injury we picked up is a small groin to Kennedy, so he hasn't notified Mike about anything. It's taken Lewis a little bit of time to get back to his match fitness, and which is perfectly understandable. He missed the whole of last season. So now I think there's a lot more that we can get out of Lewis and Sam and Kennedy in the first half. I thought they'll have watched the players in the second half, which is what I want to be thinking.
Do you have a
safety
trophy like that,
Terry? Yeah, we have good competition there. They're both very good right backs, and we're lucky there, and you need a very good squad if you're going to do anything in this league, don't you? But we know a lot more. I don't really learn that much more pre-season, but we're now a lot more after Luton and Eastbourne, won't we?
What about Rapson? What sort of role does he play in this year? How far are you playing?
He's I'd expect him, if we signed another forward, then he's a young forward pushing for a place, isn't he? Mm. Very talented young lad, only 17. Big, strong, willing to learn and be pleasure working with him this year.
Doesn't go against him being quite similar to Maine and some more.
No, I don't actually see him as being the same, and he won't be once he's filled out a little. He's more of a robustious target man, to be honest.
Okay.
He's just not there yet, he's 17. So if you see him play for the under 18s, he beats people up.
Right.
So he's a different type of player, but he's going to beat them up there. The two big boys in centre-half, isn't he?
Well,